Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sisell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill takes first base on ball four. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Hoffman and he is out, Rogel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Faber covering, for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Metzler steals second. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metzler tags and moves to third. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. Two outs. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzler scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisell. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Sisell steals second. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tate. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Tate steals second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. Redfern hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Faber moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel bunts towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogel moves to third. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Com moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman throws to second, with Gerber covering, and has Com trapped. There's the throw to Meyer, who tags Com for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Cecil steals second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tote moves to second. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Faber for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 2 in the game. Redfern hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruffing hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Krause and he is out, Redfern applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Com hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Ma still moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ma still moves to third. Kam moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ma still scores. Kam moves to third. Cecil moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-2 in the game. Krause is hit by the pitch. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-2 in the game. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Tote bunts towards third. Kam fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to third. Flagstead moves to second. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a pop-up towards third. Kam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-3 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-3 in the game. Clancy bunts towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. Redfern moves to second. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ma still hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Redfern scores. Metzler moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Willie Kam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kam is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. Kam hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-3 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-2 in the game. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Red Rawlings pinch hits for Fred Hoffman. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-2 in the game. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogle hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hebbing now catching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil strikes out. 1 out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Krause hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Faber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Mostill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Mostill reaches second base with a double. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerber moves to second. Charlie Berry pinch hits for Red Ruffing. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Billy Rogle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogle hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.